We pray. From heaven's high throne, O Christ, descend on sinners here assembled. So graciously be thou our friend that we who oft have trembled with fears and tears may know we are forgiven and have a place in heaven. Amen. Where will your life take you? No one among us knows the different destinations that he will reach in his earthly life. When I was in high school, I did not know where the path of life would lead me. Where would I live? What would I do? Would I get married? Would I have children and grandchildren? Back then I knew nothing about Eau Claire. ILC didn't even exist. I knew none of these things. But God did. Even so, you cannot see into your future. You don't know where events and circumstances will take you, but God does. Psalm 1, verse 6. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The way of the righteous, what is meant by that? The Bible often uses the word way to speak of the life that we live. So life is like a pathway that carries us from one moment to another, from one place to another, from one person to another, one event to another, from joy to sorrow, from pain to pleasure, from this existence to there's the rub. Where will our way finally lead us? There are these moments of joy and sorrow and these moments of pain and pleasure, but they are like the clouds that are here for a moment and then pass by. What really matters is not the journey, but the destination. And what will that be? Do you know? The Lord knows the way of the righteous. The Lord knows. These words are saying much more than would appear on the surface. There is a knowing that has to do with simply being aware of something. And then there is a knowing that looks deeply into the object of knowledge, that knows it backwards and forwards, inside and out. So we can possibly say that we know President Obama. That is to say, we are aware of his existence, and we may know a few things about him. However, we do not know him on an intimate level. We don't know his thoughts and desires, his motivations and goals. When the Bible talks about the Lord knowing something or somebody, this is referring to that deep and intimate knowledge. That knowledge that requires an involvement in the life of the object of knowledge. It's a knowledge that actually goes then beyond mental activity, a knowledge that reaches from the mind and gets involved in the life of the object. So what we're being told here is that the Lord is not only aware of the way of the righteous, but that he is intimately involved in that way. Moreover, we are also shown that his involvement has a loving purpose to it. The fact that the Lord knows the way of the righteous means that as the righteous walk on this pathway of life, the Lord is there. And He is observing, advising, protecting, directing, and surrounding the object of His knowledge on every side. Surrounding him with His love and with His power. For this reason, everything along that way, the pains and the pleasures, the joys and the sorrows, everything works together for their good, the good of those who walk there. And who are they? Who are these righteous? Well, that's simple. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. As you heard on Tuesday, we are the oaks of righteousness because we are covered with the righteousness of Christ. The righteous, then, are all of those who put their faith in Jesus Christ. For Christ is the end, the goal of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So, the way of the righteous is our way. The Lord knows our way. Every step of the way, He's there, observing, advising, protecting, directing, surrounding us on every side with His love and power. So what that means for you, as you consider your future, is that God knows, even now, what's going to be happening 10 years from now, and 20, and 40. He knows where the path is going to take you. And when the joys come into your life, then you can thank God that He foreknew that these things would be coming. And when the sorrows come, you can thank God for the same reason. He knows and He controls. He sees and He decrees. He controls all the future times and events. He decrees that none of these things shall truly harm you. That all of them will work together to bring you to the end of the pathway of righteousness, that end which is heaven. The way of the righteous is the way everlasting, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Just in case anybody envies the ungodly people of this world, as you watch them pursue their ways, just in case anybody wonders if the other religions of the world might have some validity, listen to what God is saying here. Their way will perish. When the World Trade Center collapsed, all of the hallways collapsed, all of the stairways collapsed, and everybody who was on those ways perished in the collapse. Even so, when the way of the ungodly perishes, so do those who walk on that way. How can we envy them? How can we grant validity to false religions? Their ways lead to death and destruction, eternal destruction. But the path of the righteous is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. We pray. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in us. And lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. And we conclude with hymn 532.